see she's telepathic. Call it black girl magic. Yeah, she scares the government. Deja vu, a tough man. We go missing by the hundred.
Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, the independent hip-hop record label Closed Sessions doesn't mince words. The label believes that Chicago is the hip-hop capital of the world, and nobody understands that hip-hop scene better than Alex Fruchter and Mike Kolar. They're the men behind the label that has worked with great artists like Wyclef, Raekwon, Chance, Vic Mensa, and Action Bronson, just to name a few. And they serve as an instrumental part of Chicago music, helping artists create, work, and grow before they're thrown to the major label music industry wolves. Alexander Fruchter and Mike Kolar are the founders, and they're with me in studio tonight. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Let's start right there. I mean, we've had so many hip-hop artists in here, and we've had some of your artists. Kwaku Collins was in here. A lot of people who've been with you guys have been on the program. But why don't we start with the idea that Chicago is the best hip-hop town in the world? Why don't we start with that premise? Go.
I agree totally. I think why Chicago is that town is where artists in Chicago are just concerned with making, I feel, initially great art. While when I talked to, like, when Odd Future was at the studio and they're in L.A. and they see the houses and the hills and the industry, sometimes that can have a mildly perverse effect on your motives and, like, what you're creating. And while Chicago, there is no Atlantic Records building and there is no Viacom building, I think it allows for a much purer motive in the initial music creation, and also kind of being very separated from L.A. and New York distance-wise, and Atlanta and other music meccas, it allows us to kind of have our own space to make a very unique Chicago sound.
And you've mentioned before the idea that if you were in New York trying to start up a label, you know, it'd be a multi-million dollar venture. I mean, that's very difficult to do in a place like New York City where there are some tremendous record labels. But here in Chicago, there really hasn't been a record label that lays claim to hip-hop. So you guys.
There definitely were some that I think that's where Mike and I have drawn some inspirations from. I mean, for me, growing up in Hyde Park and seeing the All Naturals and the Mole Men's, they kind of presented a certain sound and a certain DIY attitude, but they didn't really continue into the digital age, or when the music industry really shifted, they're not around anymore. And I think that's disappointing. I remember, like, you know, talking to Mike about this stuff way back and, like, one day looking up, like, Mole Men doesn't really do anything anymore. All Natural doesn't really do anything anymore. And there were others here and there. But, yeah, like, I think we're trying to take what they started and push it all the way.
What did you guys know? What did you know about record labels before you did this? I mean, when you got together and you said, let's do Closed Sessions, what was your experience at that point, and what did you know about being a record executive?
I probably just knew what I knew from watching, like, Behind the Music and reading the different books, watching a ton of hip-hop documentaries. And then I think going to these label offices, because I would have been a writer, I was a journalist since I was, you know, 18, 19 years old. So I would go to some of the record labels in New York, but on a much different mission. To me, as a DJ, like, the label was the stamp, the cosign, the, like, that was your team, that was the cool thing to be a part of, but had no real true idea, I guess, in hindsight.
After sitting in a recording studio for the last 20 years
right,
of my life,
right?
And seeing it from the other side, I, you know, it was never any wonder to me why I started seeing the major label system collapse. And I was doing Rhymefest album for J Records, and the conference call today was going over what the agenda was set for last week instead of, like, wanting to figure out what we're doing this week, you know. So it looked like I ever had a chance to have a label, like, this is exactly how I'm not going to do it. So I didn't know anything about how to do it right. I just saw a lot of things done wrong and wanted to do it in a different way.
Well, I want to ask about, like, what did you want to bring when you started Closed Session 7 years ago? What did you guys want to bring to the Chicago scene?
Part of it is when I would be talking to interviewing an artist when I was working, like, at a website, the label was like this all-powerful Wizard of Oz type of thing. And I think what we wanted to bring partly was getting rid of some of that and having accessibility and not kind of coming into a scene and then reporting on it or coming in and seeing what's what. It's like we're coming from the inside and then going outward. That's what we wanted to bring with closed sessions as well. That's why you'll see our earliest works were like bringing an artist into Chicago and then putting them in. You're coming into our studio. Mm-hmm. You're going to work with another Chicago producer or a Chicago rapper that we're going to put on. And these guys are going to, like, through this vessel, the message is going to spread nationally.
You know, I was reading some stuff. You've mentioned other independent record labels like mm-hmm. Rhymesayers out of Minneapolis mm-hmm. or Ruckus Records.
Yeah.
Were those inspirations for you when I'm trying to think about record labels that have done what you guys are doing?
100%.
We always were like, why is a world-class city of Chicago, why don't we have these awesome, what I call incubator-level labels that New York has with Duck Down and Raucous and Minneapolis has with Rhymesayers and Stone's Throw and all these other cities have these great incubators to get artists to a point where they can actually work a major label system. Like, why don't we have this? And that's a big factor of why a lot of earlier rap pioneers had to leave Chicago, you know, to get on. So that was a big yeah. part of our desire.
And also those labels, what's so cool about them is that they also came to organize a certain time period. It wasn't just like random artists making music under a certain brand name. It was like real community-based. You would look at Rock's stuff and like all the artists were on all the projects. It seemed like they genuinely mm-hmm. hung out and created with each other. Rock's symbolized a certain New York hip-hop in right. a certain time period. Stone's Throw came with a one wave and introduced a whole group of Cali artists, but not LA, like Oxnard and around there and that sound. And then they did it again in a second generation with introducing the Mayor Hawthorne, Aloe Black. They're still going. You have Rhymesayers with Atmosphere and Brother Ali, and they introduced a whole Minneapolis scene as well as a certain DIY work ethic that's been like blueprinted. Mm-hmm. So we want, that's like what is so inspiring about these labels. And that's what we were seeing in Chicago. And we were there ready, passionate to document and organize it.
Well, let's talk more about that. Let's take a quick break. In studio with me, Alex Fuchter and Mike Kohler. They're the men behind the record label Closed Sessions, the hip hop label here in Chicago. We'll take a break and we'll come back and continue the conversation. Stay with us.
In the eye of a storm, you're the only belief that I have found safety. Within the night, I were formed to the norm that you and I created. And so I typed a text to someone that I loved. I'm hungover, Sam, but something told me not. Settle when it's time, catch your falling high.
When we trip, don't fall, we just drift through air.
Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. My guests in studio, Alex Fuchter and Mike Kohler. They're the founders of the hip-hop record label Closed Sessions. We had Kwaku Collins in here not too long ago. Great kid from Evanston, Illinois. Jamila Woods, who's also been on the program, has got a new record that's coming out pretty soon here. Who do you want on Closed Sessions? When you talk to, you talk about Ruckus Records and the others, they built a sound, a Ruckus sound. What's the Closed Session sound?
The Closed Session sound is one that I think when you try to pinpoint it, it's a foundation of, for lack of a better word, like true school hip hop or golden era kind of. I think that's where all the artists on our label find a certain common ground and like an inspiration, but then it's taken in a different direction. So it's almost like the core sound interpreted and taken mm-hmm. out to different ways. That's the best way I could describe it, like indie in the sense of a genre. Like it is indie hip hop, like no necessarily rules, but grounded in this
sensibility,
sensibility yeah. and style. Definitely there's elements of like, we don't have any club bangers like that on the label, which, you know, we just don't. The artists that are making music on our label are really like trying to make songs, like statement songs. I don't know.
They're craftsmen. I mean,
yeah,
they're definitely, we don't have like the quick throwaway top 40 artists. Like these artists are really focused on their craft. They take it deadly serious. They live in these studios and really are trying to like make very authentic, unique, and best of all, like uncopyable music. So
I read the Tribune article that was just this put out with you guys just a couple weeks ago, and Andrew Barber had a good point about you guys are trying to find artists that are really about their craft and that are thinking about the long term as opposed to trying to get rich quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's true, and I think Barber is someone that's seen that whole growth. Mm-hmm. And Closed Sessions is not relying on the next internet sensation necessarily. Like, I think that just comes from, I want to be doing Closed Sessions till I retire, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to find an artist, make a lot of money, and then just give mm-hmm. up. Like, I want to have this label. I would love if I have kids and they ran Closed Sessions when
That'd
I decided
awesome.
To quit. That's what we're trying to do, and we want artists that want to be a part of that, artists that when they sign, when you ask, like, who do we want on Closed Sessions, it's got to be someone that actually wants to be on Closed Sessions, not just looking for a manager or looking for a way to accelerate their career. Those are all great, but it's got to be someone that specifically, I want to join this team, I want to work with these people, I want to reach the goals with these people.
We've talked about the artists, but talking about you two as businessmen, like the concept of keeping Closed Sessions as an independent record label. I mean, there are times when record labels get too big. They sign too many people or they're looking to become a major, you know, in some way. Do you guys have to keep yourself grounded and not go for that temptation of growing the business too big?
I mean, yeah. I mean, of course, like, there's so much great talent in Chicago that I wish I could take on every great artist here and help with their career. But we are a self-funded small business. We only have 3 recording studios. There's only so much, you know, only so many hours in the day. So, of course, that temptation is there. But I think when we leave the office after a 12-hour day, it's ameliorated quite a bit to, you know, yeah. work
I
with
I think
everything.
We've gotten better at that.
Yes.
You know, we definitely found our lane more or less and decided, kind of like got rid of saying yes to everything and trying to do everything. I think that just comes with growth in general.
I don't know much about, you know, how an artist gets signed, but the things that I do know, that kind of, I guess what you would call like the layman's take, is that an artist is going to send in a tape. You guys are listening like, this is the best I've ever heard. You sign the artist, the Whirlwind. Next thing you know, they're Kanye West or whatever it is. But how does it work when you're trying to engage and sign an artist?
As funny as that sounds, it's kind of shockingly accurate.
Yeah.
I think every artist on our roster like initially reached out to us, you know.
Well, they kind of all come in different ways. Boathouse was an intern at Soundscape, and for months he didn't even tell us he produced because he just was, that's the kind of person he is. Like, he's like, I'm here to intern for Soundscape. I'm not here to play beats. His mind was like, they'll hear about it. Sure enough, we heard about it, and that was like, we just loved working with him as an intern to studio employee to, like, we want to sign you. Yeah. Odd Couple produced some records. That was like a natural. He just started using studio a lot.
So they got to catch your ear in some form,
right?
Catch
our ear, and I'd say we hang out with them multiple times. Kwaku was kind of like the first one that sent in a demo, and I was just like, okay, this is that was just like, I swear to God, like the sun just shone down on me and my computer, like, oh, when I hit that SoundCloud page. It's like, this is the dude, like, this is the guy that we've been talking about and looking for a long time. And
young kid out of Evanston,
he was
Illinois.
Probably 17.
Yeah.
17.
17.
And
18.
17,
he was 18.
18 when he shot that In the Dark
email.
And then
with
Jamila, ran into Kevin Koval at a party, and he was like talking about, you know, Jamila is trying to find a recording home. We met with her to talk about recording, and then Boathouse and Odd Couple were there and played her some music, and she vibed and like felt comfortable in our little C room, and that just was a natural thing. It's all kind of, it all comes in different ways, but I say all of it is like an organic thing. And then when we actually hang out with the people, there's no like awkwardness or we have to like impress you or you have to impress us. It's like, okay, we get what you're about. We think we can make some great music together. And like, all, again, it is also about they want to see Closed Sessions succeed, mm-hmm. and we want to see them succeed.
And now that we actually have a pretty decent sized roster, it's also like, not only does Alex and I need to like it, like, how do you fit in with everyone else?
It's an ensemble, right?
The squadly vibes must be copacetic for everybody. So there might be someone Sunday where Alex and I, we love this artist, but if it's not going to fit into, we have a very family-run, you know, thing, if it's not going to fit into that, no matter how great we think they are.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, when you think of Def Jam or any of the Sony Music, I mean, there's so many label mates, you know, that don't really ever hang out. Aren't they just on the same label because it's such a big deal? Yeah. You guys are a family kind of focused record label where they're not only signed, but they're part of an ensemble and they're part of a crew that hangs out together.
We do hang out with each other. All the guys were at my wedding. Whenever we go out, like, or are looking to do stuff, this may sound sad, but it is like us calling each other, kind of like, what do you want to do?
And it's reliant on, I mean, literally it reminds me of that movie Zero Dark Thirty about tracking down Osama bin Laden and the woman that's the head of this little five-man team, and like the director of CIA comes in and is like, where is that? Like, this is it. It's up to you five. There is no one else.
Yeah, right.
No one's coming.
No,
through that door.
There's no Delta Force 5 on the stealth bomb. It's like, no, it is just you guys. Whoever's at this table is going to make this work or not. Yeah. And it's just like that scene in the movie, I feel. So that's why it's so important that everybody, you know, or when we're sitting in a car for 14 hours coming back from New York or something, like, it's very important.
Yeah, you got to get along.
We all like each other.
Yeah.
Mike Kohler, Alex Richter, they're the guys behind Closed Sessions. Thanks for joining us.